Lesson 10, delivering powerful questions. Listening and asking questions are the dynamic duo in coaching. If you are listening closely to your client, the most appropriate question for that moment will come naturally to you. Explore different types of questions. Learn how to formulate powerful questions and gauge how they land. By asking meaningful questions, the coach controls the flow of the session, gathers useful data, develops rapport, and unlocks the client's mind and stimulates insight. It is the coach's responsibility to keep the session moving in a useful direction. Asking questions enables the coach to facilitate the session and to continuously learn more about who the client is, what they want, and how they can get there. The client's answers tell the coach where to go next with the coaching. When a coach asks a meaningful question in response to something the client has said, the client feels heard and rapport is built between the coach and the client. Simple, well-placed questions will open the client's mind, focus the client less on how-to, which can make a client feel stuck, and more on possibilities, move the client beyond automatic responses and into their creative process, help clients unearth and express their truth, allow the client to hear their own answers out loud. For many, this external processing is critical for growth. To a degree, the more powerful the question asked, the fewer questions are needed. Our role is not to interview our clients, firing question after question, but rather to connect and guide them to their own wisdom, insights, and solutions. Appreciative inquiry. Coaching uses the process of appreciative inquiry to draw a client out and move them towards their objective. Problem-solving models tend to focus on what needs to be fixed, whereas appreciative inquiry focuses on what is working well and how to expand on that. Coaches use both approaches, but coaching is often more effective if the mode of inquiry comes from a positive approach. By assuming that the best solution is already present within the client, the coach can reflect the client's own intelligence and wisdom. This is achieved by deep listening combined with questions that are responsive to the client. A positive flow in a session might look like this. Coach asks a question. Client answers. Coach responds to the client's answer. Client responds to the coach. Coach asks a question. And so on. Take care not to riddle your clients with questions, but rather appreciate what they have shared by inquiring further until you have both heard enough to move towards helping the client shift and solve. Formulating questions. All questions are not equal. The best questions are worded simply and directly. It takes practice. Stay present with your client. Keep listening. Raise your curiosity. Observe. Is the question you posed the question your client heard? Let go of assumptions. And honor your client's intelligence. Rather than struggling to figure out what to ask or say next, allow your questions and responses to come from an intuitive place. This is more about heart connection than it is about brain work. Take time to formulate your questions and drop them neatly in front of your client without a lot of positioning before and after. Look at the difference and impact of the first question below and the second question that has another sentence before and after. What one change would make the biggest positive difference in your life? Or, sometimes there's one simple thing that will affect your life positively. What one change would make the biggest positive difference in your life? Is there something you could do right now? If you have a question that's half-formed, take a moment to hone it into a concise, clear question. Slow down. You could even say to your client, "Give me a moment, I'm formulating a question." Your clients will happily wait, and it gives them time to center themselves. A moment or two of silence in a coaching session can have a big positive impact. Rushing a session doesn't feel good to you or your client. Spaciousness can often mean the transformation happens more smoothly and quickly. Coming in for a landing. When you ask a question, listen for how it has landed with the client. Aim to ask questions that have impact. They might even say, "Good question," and then take a bit of time to answer. That just means they are thinking it over. If you've hit the mark, you'll know it because you'll hear a direct response and sometimes a change in your client's tone of voice, energy, or perspective. Acknowledge any shifts and seize this moment to go deeper into the topic. If you hear a weak response to your question, your client is telling you to try a different approach. reword the question or come at the subject from a different angle.
I hear you are really fed up with your current situation. What do you want to do about it?
I don't know what to do about it.
Well, what one change would make the biggest positive difference in your life?
I need to take better care of myself. If I were healthy, this whole scenario wouldn't stress me out so much.
Good. What does healthy mean to you?
Here, the question didn't land on the first try, but a more focused wording was enough to give it the desired impact. Telescoping in and pulling back. The question-response pattern in coaching can telescope into or pull back from the situation to find either the specifics or the big picture, whichever is needed in the moment. In the previous example, the coach was able to focus the client into the specifics. Here's an example of pulling back.
It was so embarrassing. I just opened up my mouth and put my foot right in.
I can understand how that might feel embarrassing. And it happened quite a while ago. Can you take a 30,000-foot view and see how this situation really means very little in the grand scheme of things?
Yes, I guess I need to put that into perspective.
I agree. It's time to forgive yourself and put your focus on what's next for you. So what is next for you?
Five types of questions. Use different types of questions for different situations. Some questions are for uncovering details. Some draw out emotional states. Some spur your clients into action, while others are provocative questions that take the client deeper. 1. Probing. Use this type when gathering information. What is the it you just referred to? What happened then? How did that make you feel? 2. Leading. Use this type rarely. The question is closed and requires a specific answer with few options. Can you do better than that? Do you see how futile that is? Are you feeling sad or mad? 3. Strategic. These questions are best for the later stages of the session when you help your client create an action plan or next steps. What is your next step? When will you have that done? How much time will you devote to that? 4. Challenging. This type of question can be very effective if the client is clearly not stepping up to the plate or sabotaging their progress. Is that really in your best interest? What happened to your commitment to this? When will you stop beating yourself up about that? What are you feeling attached to right now? 5. Inquiry. Use these types of questions to wake up the client, or as a coach, request for a client to answer in a future session. Could you be playing a bigger game? What is your default mode? Are you living from your integrity? What would bring you closer to what you want right now? If you are not certain which type of question to use, try asking a question that naturally arises from your curiosity and begins with the words what, who, when, where, or how. Occasionally but rarely will you begin a question with why. Advanced work. Don't let them wiggle away. Sometimes, clients won't answer the question they were just asked. They will wiggle away from difficult questions, answer what they haven't been asked, provide stories that don't seem to relate. We all do this. It's partially because we're caught up in emotions or belief that we don't know the answer. Ask the question again in a slightly different way.
I'm not clear. What is your agenda for this session?
Well, I've been so busy. I'm way behind. I feel so overwhelmed. I'm not going to be able to finish my project on time.
What would be helpful as our focus for this session?
I'd like to make a plan.
A plan for what specifically?
I'd like to plan out what I'm going to accomplish for the next few days.
It would have been easy for this coach to let the client wiggle away, get caught up in the story, even take on the feelings of overwhelm. Asking simple, direct questions and listening closely to the answers helped this coach find out the client's agenda, exactly what the client wants from the coaching, and what's missing for the client. Now there are clear intentions for this session. Sometimes a client will continue to step over your question. You can decide in the moment if you want to let go of your question or if you really do want an answer. In that case, pause, acknowledge the information your client has provided, and then note, without any emotion, that your original question is still on the table. Restate it. The non-answer answer. Some individuals are not coachable, either temporarily or at all. As you become more experienced, you'll be able to recognize the uncoachable client in your sample session before you engage in a coaching relationship. Sometimes, a client just isn't in the mood to be coached that day, or it may be that the process of coaching is not ideal for the client for various reasons. If you continually hear one word, non-committal, or short phrase answers, yeah, no, not really, I guess, ask the client to engage. John, are you really fully with me in this conversation? You don't want to be put in the situation of having to drag information out of your client. You are not their parent or therapist. If they don't show up after you ask them to engage, try these approaches. Ask them what they are feeling. Change to a lighter agenda item to warm them up. Once that discussion is complete, ask if they are ready to discuss their original agenda. Suggest a short break for centering. Reschedule the appointment if you're willing. Consider whether the client would be better served by someone else, such as a therapist, consultant, or perhaps a different coach, and refer them to a qualified professional. Terminate or postpone the coaching relationship if it doesn't shift by the next session. Using your voice. The coach's voice has a tremendous impact on their client. With questions especially, be aware of these aspects of your voice. Your energy. Check your own energy before you coach. If you are anxious, nervous, in a hurry, hyped up, or dragged out, that will come across to your client. Do what you need to do to either calm or raise your energy before and during the session. If you are normally upbeat, be sure you don't blast your client out with your enthusiasm if they are more subdued. On the other hand, if you're normally laid back or have a downbeat voice, amp it up a bit. Your tone. Always use a neutral, friendly, and professional tone with clients. Take care never to take on a parental, condescending, or childish voice. It's most effective to be fairly light in manner and only on a rare occasion put on slightly more edge with your clients when you are challenging them or wanting to get across an important point. Your vocal pace and rhythm. Be aware of your vocal pace and rhythm. Generally, it's most effective to match your pace and rhythm to your clients. Sometimes, though, your client may be wound up and talking fast. Then, deliberately slow your pace. This might help them slow down. Or your client may be in the dumps and dragging along. You might slow to their pace to show them a mirror, but be ready to bounce back to a more neutral pace. Your vocal inflection. Use neutral inflections. Learn how to moderate your inflection subtly for different circumstances. If your voice is naturally high and lilting, train yourself to keep inflections to a minimum. High inflections can sound childish or affected. If you tend to speak in a monotone, practice adding a little more modulation, just enough to hold attention and convey engagement. It's critical that your client can hear you clearly. The best way to test the resonance and qualities of your voice is to listen to yourself coach on tape. Your voice or phone might need a few modifications if you can't hear your voice clearly on the recording. Voice lessons are also very helpful for coaches. Know that your voice can be your best asset or a detriment in coaching. Treat your voice like a musician treats his instrument. That's the end of Lesson 10. Refer to your action challenges now.